National Freedom of Information Coalition Executive Director Charles Davis has been poring over the 46-page report on the investigation of how the Blunt administration handled email correspondence.
It's a frustrating read, really, because clearly there were violations left and right.
Davis, an assistant professor at the Missouri School of Journalism in Columbia, says he gets the sense that the Blunt administration considered the Sunshine Law a hassle, something to be dealt with.
Along the lines of the flu or the common cold, instead of something that is absolutely integral to democratic government, something that shares information with the people so that the people can make decisions about their government.
Davis says state lawmakers need to read the document as well because it discloses problems with the Sunshine Law.
I guess the most fundamental weakness that this document reveals is that there is a disconnect of sorts between the legal standards of compliance with the law and the enforcement standards in which you can punish people when they are not in compliance with the law.
Davis hopes the investigation leads to better compliance with the Sunshine Law overall in state government. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.